If you've been hanging around this podcast for a while, or if you follow me on Instagram, or even maybe if you're new here, but if you find the topic of wellness interesting, you may have heard the term wellness mindset before. It's really a trending topic lately around wellness blogs, social media, even doctor's offices or yoga studios. People will talk about embracing a wellness mindset. So I wanted to break down for you today what that is and offer some ways that you might be able to cultivate a stronger wellness mindset of your own. Hey there, and welcome to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. This is the show for you if you believe that personal wellness can be an actively pursued goal, and you're ready to tackle building healthier daily habits with a little bit of good humor, a little bit of grace, and a little bit of coffee. I'm Steph, I'm your wellness and nutrition coach and your host, and I want to make it really clear. You're not expected to be or live perfectly here. Lord knows I don't. After battling diet culture and then learning to navigate the world of wellness culture myself, I know a few things are true. One, it doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Two, you are capable of creating a lifestyle you love. And three, you have everything you need to start doing that today inside your own beautiful self. On this show, we'll talk about nourishing yourself, moving your body, getting a good night's sleep, caring for your mental health, being in community, and maintaining day-to-day practices that make you feel good. I'm here to help empower you to create and maintain a lifestyle of wellness that gives you the strength, energy, and confidence to go after your wildest dreams. A wellness mindset is a way of thinking about your health and wellness that prioritizes caring for all parts of yourself, your physical, your mental, and emotional well-being. And it prioritizes caring about all those parts over following any sort of strict regimen or program. A wellness mindset allows you to take responsibility for your own health and to make choices that improve your overall well-being in ways that work for you. Wellness mindset has you make changes that are sustainable and changes that allow you to change and grow as a person while always pursuing better health and feeling good and having strong relationships. Having a wellness mindset should be enjoyable. It should be active and fun. It should happen in community with other people, and it should be ongoing for our whole lives. In this episode, I'm going to talk through three things. The first thing is letting go of our fixed mindset. We're going to talk about what a fixed mindset is. The second is being committed to the process of a wellness mindset. And the third is forgetting about the outcomes. I think that might be my favorite part. Are you someone who believes that you pretty much get what you get in life and that your intelligence or your strengths or your abilities or your weaknesses are just set in stone? Like, you are who you are. I was born not good at math. I was born not good at running. I was born loving vegetables and my partner wasn't. Maybe you think you're either good at something or not, and that's just like the way it is. If this sounds like you, you might be stuck in what we call a fixed mindset, believing that our abilities and our strengths and weaknesses and our preferences just are what they are. They're fixed. The opposite of a fixed mindset is a growth mindset. And that is telling yourself that your abilities can be developed through effort, through practice, through learning new things, and through getting help from other people. That's a growth mindset. You know that you can learn and grow and that you're not limited by your current abilities or your current situation. I'll give you a couple examples of this. A fixed mindset might say, I'm just not a morning person. I don't know how they get up that early. I could never do that. I'm not a morning person. A growth mindset might say, I'm not a morning person yet. There's a really powerful word yet when we talk about growth mindset. So I'm not a morning person yet. But if I stay consistent with setting my alarm clock just a couple minutes earlier and going to bed a couple minutes earlier, I could work toward that. And maybe I'd start to enjoy my mornings more. That's a growth mindset. Another example of a fixed mindset might be, oh my gosh, I would never be able to give up eating cheese. Like, I don't know how you do it, but like, I could never do it. You know, my body doesn't like digest it very well. It's not like I feel great eating cheese, but I could never give it up. Fixed. The opposite of that is a growth mindset. Maybe I love cheese, but I'm looking for other delicious and healthy ways that I can enjoy food that just feels better for my body. I love it, and I love cheese, and I'm going to look for other things too that make me feel good. Or maybe instead of saying I could never stop eating cheese, I start to say, well, I'm going to reduce the amount I have and see if I feel better. I haven't been able to give it up yet. There's that yet. But maybe by reducing it, adding in some alternatives, trying out some other foods and changing the way that my palate is, maybe I would learn to reduce it or eat less of it so that I would feel better. That's a growth mindset. And letting go of a fixed mindset, if that's where you are, if you're really believing that like you're born the way you are, you develop the way you are, and that's it, it isn't easy to just like decide not to. I get that. But it is really important and really powerful in becoming a person of wellness, a person with a wellness mindset. Because when we have a wellness mindset, we believe that we can grow. We believe that anybody can, and anybody can change. So there's a few tips that could maybe help make it easier if you want to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. The first one is awareness. You can't change something if you don't notice it happening. So pay attention to the way that you talk about your abilities and your preferences or the abilities and preferences of other people. Notice when you are limiting yourself or others with the way that you talk about them. If it's black and white thinking, if it's just like my way or the highway, and it can be really difficult to identify that in yourself. Maybe it's easier to hear other people doing it first, but it would really challenge you to be aware of the way that you are talking to yourself. Number two is you have to challenge that. So once you notice those fixed thoughts, we need to start challenging them. And the word yet might be a good way to start doing that by simply saying like, oh my gosh, no, I can't run. Maybe adding the word I can't run yet would be helpful to you. You can also start to ask yourself questions like, is there evidence that this is true? Is there any way that I could be wrong about this? Is there any way that I could do something that would change the situation? You got to start challenging your own limiting thoughts. And then we want to figure out where we're putting our focus. Instead of focusing on the results or the difficult or impossible thing, we want to focus on how much effort we're putting into something. So if the goal, go back to that waking up early example. If the goal is to start waking up earlier and being a morning person, and we have a fixed mindset that just says, well, I could never do that. I can't get up early. We can challenge that idea by saying like, okay, well, I don't get up early now, or I can't get up early yet, but is it true that it's impossible for me to? Like, is there anything I could do that would help me become more of a morning person or utilize that time more? Because yeah, there are. Everybody could set their alarm 5 minutes earlier. Nobody is saying you have to be a member of the 5 a.m. club, but challenge yourself to say it's possible that I could grow in this area. And now instead of putting our focus on 5 a.m., because 5 a.m. is going to be like, I can't do that, I can't do that. Instead of focusing on that, we're going to focus on the effort we're putting into it. Maybe we put our focus on, I am getting up 10 minutes earlier every day this week. Look, I'm already doing it. Maybe we put our focus on the effort of going to bed a little bit earlier or having a pre-bed routine that makes us feel relaxed. So we're going to be more rested when we wake up. Put your focus on your effort instead of that big looming end result. And then celebrate the progress you make on the little efforts, on the little steps. Every time you have a new stepping stone, you get a little bit closer, you achieve part of it. You have to take a moment to notice that and to celebrate that, to tell yourself, yeah, I only got up 10 minutes earlier this week, but that felt good. I'm glad that I did that. I'm proud of myself for making the effort, because those celebrations are going to start rewiring your brain to say, I'm not fixed in the way that I've always believed that I am. I am growing. Even if I'm only growing by 10 minutes, even if I'm only growing by half a mile, even if I'm only growing by one vegetable, I am. So I'm not fixed where I am. I'm capable of growth and change. So this is a huge first step in developing a wellness mindset, because you first have to believe that you are capable of growth. The second thing is that we need to be committed to the process. Whether you want to eat healthier, exercise more, reduce your stress, get better sleep, making sustainable changes, changes that are going to last, require commitment to the process. And commitment is not as simple as just saying you're going to do something, okay? It takes commitment to a process of goal setting and plan making and tweaking your environment. And if you have had a chance to take a look at my Get in Control workshop, we focus a lot on this area of really making it easier for you to follow through with the goals or ideals that you have in mind. And I don't want to go too much into this because that's really what that free workshop is about, that Get in Control workshop. You can find that at bewellwithsteph.com/get in control. But really, it's through the process of, if I have a goal to wake up earlier, am I setting a goal that's realistic? Like if I currently get up at 7 or 8, is it realistic for me to just say, I get up at 5 now? Or do I need to break that down into manageable pieces that I can create a plan around, that I can adjust my environment around? Like I said, with the bedtime routine and the alarm clock and the calming environment, like I might have to really change my environment over time and create a plan that is gradual in order for this process to work. And that's going to take some commitment and some time. And so when we have a wellness mindset, we have to just be open to the fact that this is going to take some commitment. It's going to take some time and planning, but that's okay because we're capable of growing. We have a growth mindset. We know we can do it, and we'll celebrate along the way. It's going to feel good once we get started. We just have to know that we can't say you want to have a goal and then not do anything about it. Definitely hit up that Get in Control workshop if you want some more info on breaking down this process. And then the last piece of advice that I'll give about cultivating a wellness mindset is to forget about the outcome. Most of the time when we're improving our wellness, we're thinking of some ideal end goal, like we were talking about before, waking up at 5, running 3 miles, changing my diet. We're thinking about this like end goal. And that is really important. We have to know where we're headed. But it is equally important to focus on your process instead of on the outcome. I talk about this a lot in that workshop too, I'm noticing, but focusing on our action-based goals as opposed to our results-based or outcome-based goals. So there are a lot of benefits of focusing in on this process. It's, for one, it's much more motivating. Focusing on the outcome can start to feel discouraging if we're really far away from it still. Like if your goal is to run a 5K and that's all you're thinking about, each day that you don't run a 5K can start to diminish your own motivation. It's feeling like you're not doing the thing you set out to do. But by focusing on the process, you're a lot more likely to stay motivated. Like, could you run for 5 minutes? Could you do an extra long walk the next day? Could you choose a more energizing meal option to support your running? Can you choose like a time of day or a friend or a running buddy that helps you feel the most energized? And then celebrating all these steps along the way that are getting you toward that end goal, but are reminding you of how strong and capable you are in the process. Because the more you feel that, the more likely you are to keep going. While we're doing this and focusing on the process, we want to be really mindful of the process itself. We want to pay attention to what we're doing and what all those little steps are. Because part of having a wellness mindset is, of course, being mindful of what's going on around us that is working toward our own growth and kind of staying present in the moment of that. So even though my goal might be to run a 5K, if I'm out going for a walk today, I don't want to go on my walk saying, well, I'm not running. I should be running. I should have gone farther. I don't want to be negative self-talking myself and not finding gratitude for the place I am in right now and the step that this is along the journey. So mindfulness is really key in this process of cultivating a wellness mindset and an attitude of wellness. We also have to be flexible. So maybe the thing that we set out to do isn't just happening right now. Life's getting in the way. We've been thrown some sort of curveball. If we have a fixed mindset, this is the point where we say, well, see, I knew I couldn't do it. When we have a growth mindset, we say, okay, something happened right now that was a roadblock, but I'm going to get past this roadblock just like I have every other roadblock I've been given, right? You've overcome all of your hard days to this point. So keeping that in mind, that sometimes life is going to change your plan, is okay. That's how we continue to work toward an overall wellness mindset that is an attitude, a lifestyle of growth and progression, even when something comes in our way. We might just have to like change the strategy or press pause for a second, and that's totally okay. The reason that we do this, these little steps, and we cultivate this whole mindset or attitude about wellness instead of just like a checklist of things to accomplish, is that it's much more sustainable. If all you're thinking about is a checklist of things to accomplish, I'm going to run 5 miles, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m., I'm going to lose 10 pounds, you're much less likely to make sustainable habit change. If you aren't thinking about increasing your wellness, you're instead thinking about decreasing your time, decreasing your weight, decreasing your sleep, it starts to feel really negative. It takes the fun out of it. It takes the joy and the gratitude out of it. And it is much harder to stick with things that don't feel joyful or we don't feel grateful for. Having an awareness of the process you're going through and the progress you are making along the way helps you to choose sustainable habits, simple things that you can stick with that add to your life instead of take away from it, that will lead to long-lasting lifestyle change. Cultivating a wellness mindset is so important to have when you're working on your wellness and nutrition goals. Remember, we want you to find a wellness lifestyle that you love, that works for you and your life and lasts for your lifetime. I hope that this little mindset moment is helpful to you. If you have any questions about cultivating a wellness mindset, I would love to talk more with you. I would love for you to send me a DM at BeWellWithSteph, for you to send me an email, steph@bewellwithsteph.com. You can always check out that free workshop, Get in Control. It's bewellwithsteph.com/get in control for some more guidance around setting realistic goals, shifting your mindset, tweaking your environment, all that stuff that we need to do on a day-to-day basis in order to cultivate this wellness mindset. You can always check those out. I am happy to be here with you on your wellness journey, and I hope to talk to you in one way or another really soon. Be well. Thank you so much for listening to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. When there are a million things that you could be doing, I appreciate your choosing to hang out here. And I am proud of you for continuing to work on your own wellness journey. I invite you to head over to bewellwithsteph.com for the details from this episode, my blog, upcoming events, and lots of other resources. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Be Well With Steph everywhere you like to hang out on social media, so come on over and say hi. Until next time, my friends, be well.